all those 40-something women are in their car right now. I remember when I used to get dirty.
Even Jackson must love Snoop, right?
What's that?
Jackson's got to be a Snoop Dogg fan, right?
I think this song's great. This one in particular, because Pharrell made a song doing this sound. I'm a nice dude.
I was just telling Stiz that, like, I hated the song when it came out, but now it's like a classic, like, badass, like, old school song.
That's a great song.
Surprised it wasn't on the Rossini playlist.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. This is not Pink, but it's close. It's very, very close. It's like the Pink is the ultimate "I'm cheating on my husband" song, without a question. Oh my. Okay. By the way, I just want to give a big round of applause to my guy Ken over here. By the way, it's Rich Ken, Ted Johnson here on 937 WEEI. And the drive home is brought to you by, here it is, Town Fair Tire, of course, because it's the drive home. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I am very proud of you, because you know what you did?
What did I do?
You did what's called a big market tease, yeah, baby. You said that you had some Wilson Contreras news breaking, and you were going to save it for my natural reaction.
Yeah.
Shoot that take right in my face, baby.
25 years in the business, Rich, coming up next year, so I know a thing or two. Wilson Contreras has told reporters just moments ago he will not be willing to waive his no-trade clause. He wants to finish his career in Boston. He joked that he got out ahead of potential rumors by making his stance clear. So, not that this was pressing necessarily now that they're back in the race and they're a half game out of the wild card, but if they do tank, which they have kind of wobbled in the last couple of years, they've had these hot streaks going into the break.
Yep.
And then they've wobbled. You know, there could be pivoting back to selling again, and he would be a prime candidate, but take it off the list. He will not do it.
Okay. I love this guy. I mean, he has become the face of your organization, especially after last night. He solidified it. And to be quite honest, like, what he did yesterday was impressive, because if you looked at any of the betting websites, he was so far down the list. He was last, obviously, and was the, you know, the person with the least amount of chance to do anything in yesterday's home run derby. And the fact that they started him off, it kept me watching, because what a great start. He got out there and killed it, and it was great here.
And embraces the villain role. I mean, you could see that, you know, the come on, Macho Man Randy Savage behind the ear.
Right, hand like this, like, flipping it over behind the ear. But he did, and the Philadelphia crowd hated him, which is great. Now, did he really get hit by a pitch, or was that, did he step in front of it?
Close. Nah, well, Flores, I mean, buzzed the tower for sure.
Sure.
Kenny Loggins would have done. I mean, he brought it up high and tight.
It was that, but you know what, but that was great. Yeah. And he got out there and he pissed off a bunch of people. And I like the fact that there is somebody on this team with a little bit of attitude. Now, I've heard people call him a fake tough guy. I don't know what a fake tough guy is. In baseball, nobody actually throws a real punch.
Everybody in baseball is a right.
Right. It's like, you know, I hear that all the time. It's like, look at these fake tough guys.
Except those dudes. Did you see that clip of the brawl in San Francisco between the Rockies fans and the Giants fans?
No.
Oh, my God.
Like in the stands?
Like, yeah. Guys and girls. It was like haymakers. Anyway, it was violent.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
Like last Friday.
The only, like, real baseball fights that you see is sometimes someone will come out and, like, cleat someone pretty bad. And you're like, geez, dude, that sucks.
Nolan Ryan gave was it Ventura the noogies? Like, he's giving him, you know, that was one of the best fights ever.
Oh, yeah. And then there was Izzy Alcantara who just, like, you know, drop kicked the catcher, which was fantastic. One of the greatest all time moves. But no. I don't like this whole fake tough guy thing, because what is a real fight in baseball?
Yeah.
All I know is that the guy talks his trash. You know, maybe he needs to rein it in a little bit and not pick fights with people on social media. But I like that there's attitude on this team. And I love what he's doing now. I mean, was it 20 home runs he's got already?
Yeah, which is, I mean, he had, also at Fenway, he's hit 10 and he's hit 311. So that's good. That's a great sign. You got a guy who, like, he knows how to handle Fenway in terms of the crowd. And he's also, his numbers are surging at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
So it's like you found the perfect fit. You have to keep this guy. And I heard Greg this morning say he would assign him to an extension. I don't think I'd go that far, because he does have 2 years of control left and he's 34.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of perfect. You just let him ride it out for another year and a half and see where he is, and then you can pick up the option.
Totally. And by the way, Seidon Rafaela said this yesterday. He was at the All-Star game. He said this about Wilson Contreras.
I think it means a lot. Since we signed him, I shoot him a text right away when we trade him. I sent him a DM, and the first thing I told him is, I'm so excited to be around you and learn, because the way he played the game is the way I play. He played hard every day, and when I met him, he's even greater as a person. I think that's something that's helping us right now. He's been a huge leader in that clubhouse, and I think it's what we need right now.
And because of him, you got a Bowser bat going into the Hall of Fame.
Right, right.
That's right. Which, by the way, was a fantastic bat.
Are you going to call him Bowser?
No, because he looks nothing like Bowser. I don't know why he picked that character of all the characters.
He didn't decide it. It's Peach. People were calling him that.
People are calling him Bowser?
Yes.
He is not built like a Bowser.
I think it's his hair. I think he's got kind of like a wavy, spiky hair thing going on.
Built more like a Yoshi. I mean, he's... or Luigi. He is definitely not built like a Bowser. Like Bowser, I just think of like a hulking. He's like the guy who plays Reacher. Like, that's Bowser. Maybe even Teddy J. Like that, it's like a big person like that. That is, he is not a Bowser at all, but I do like that.
And he was traded, Breslow traded Hunter Dobbins for him and a couple prospects. You gotta give him credit for that. I mean that's one of his finest moves, and he's made a few nice ones.
So okay, one thing that Rob Bradford said to us that was concerning is because first of all, here's what ideally will happen in the second half of the season. Is that this team continues playing at the level that they've been playing. Now, I don't know about sweeping three in a row. That's insane. But let's say they played at over a 500 level. That's going to be enough to probably get them into the playoffs.
Right now, the Vegas line is 80.5 wins. I mean, which is not a surprise. That's a couple games under where they are now. So Vegas thinks they'll play 500 baseball, and that's probably not as bad as the AL is. That probably is not good enough to get you in, right?
Maybe you'd have to play a little bit better. I don't know. The AL stinks. It's awful. But I mean, let's say they continue playing close to the way they've been playing.
All right.
And let's also say that you are going to get some of these injured players back, and hopefully Craig Breslow will make at least one move to get like a bat in here. And if that all those three things happen, then I'll take this team up against anybody in the American League. There's nobody that really scares me in the American League right now. Tampa Bay is really good, but
if the Yankees get Judge back, they seem to be a better team. I mean, they do.
But they
on
are
paper.
Spiraling, man.
They I mean, are without him.
Yeah,
yes.
Without him, they're in a bad place.
And it was nice to see Ben Rice finish last night. I know he's a local guy, but last place Yankees. That's always a nice treat.
Of course, but the scary thing about all this is one part of that equation was if you get some of these injured players back. And you asked a great question to Rob Bradford, and that's like you named four different players, mm-hmm. and you said, give me the order in which you think they're coming back. It was Trevor Story. Roman Anthony.
Crochet.
And Marcelo Meyer. And his order was, I believe, Marcelo Meyer first. No, Trevor Story first.
Trevor Story first.
Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony. And then when he said Garrett Crochet, we followed up and said, do you think he's going to play this season? And it didn't seem like he was going to come back. And that's a big deal. Like, not getting Garrett Crochet back for the entire season is, like, that's awful. And you're right. At that point, you know, Ted said it, where you have to kind of look back and see whether they mishandled him at the end of last year, where there was anything this team could have done or the organization could have done to prevent this from happening. But the Roman Anthony thing's just weird as hell. Nobody knows what's going on because it seemed like it's been pain tolerance for the last couple of months.
I mean, that's what they've said. They've flat said that.
Yep.
It's a pain tolerance issue, but they say it in a nice way where it doesn't sound like they're ripping him. You know, like, well, it's just the normal course of pain tolerance. But when they say that, you're calling a guy soft or at least putting it out there that he could play through it if he could tolerate the said pain.
And there seems to be no advanced movement. Like, he doesn't seem to be getting better at all. Dry swings. Dry swings are what douchebags do in the office when it's like the golf guy.
Oh, the golf guy.
there's always a golf guy in the office who does his air swing, and you're like,
everybody.
Avoid that guy at all costs. It's like if sign language for I'm a douchebag, that's it. It's the guy who does the air golf swing in the office.
What about falsetto guy who goes down the office and sings like the high-pitched song?
Who is that?
We got a guy here.
There's a guy here who sings in a high pitch. Like he does like, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Really? Who is it?
I can't say.
This is a weird ass place.
That was kind of personal for me, but go ahead.
All right.
Well, you can't do that, Ken. Come on.
Sure I can.
You know what's going to happen, Ken, is I'm going to be like here on like 2 months from now. I'll be walking to the hall and I'll hear someone
in
the corner.
Yes.
Go, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
I mean, I know Billy Lanny has the voice of an angel when he sings.
No, it's not Billy Lanny.
All right, now you got me thinking who that could be. So when I think of Bowser, I think of Shot on Ah. That's what it was. It's Bowser from Shot on Ah that's on the bat. He was a big 50s doo-wop guy, Wilson Contreras. You could tell by looking at him. But that scares me, that Garrett Crochet may not come out. The Roman Anthony thing is so effing weird. And the fact that they send him down to Florida, just like get away. And I do believe that's a Chad Tracy move. And I think Chad Tracy did the right thing. I think having him around is depressing for the team. I think they're seeing a guy who's out on the field before every game. He's doing his, you know, workouts. And everyone's going up to him and say, hey, man, how you feeling? He's like, no better today. He's like the Eeyore of the team. And it's not, I don't blame him. I'd be depressed, too, if I wasn't getting any better.
He doesn't seem like a downer, though. He seems like he's just chill. It doesn't seem like he would be pissing people off, just his presence.
No,
but it's more just what could be.
Yeah,
you know?
And I don't even think it's pissing people off. And I also think, you know, for his sake, it's got, on his side, it's got to be depressing. Because how would you feel? Let's say that you believe everything that Roman Anthony is saying and that it is purely, I can't believe my hand isn't getting better. Every day having to answer people, or basically to even think, I wonder if my teammates think I'm just not, I don't want to come back.
Even he gave Bradford that interview and he said something to that effect. Like, it's mind-boggling to me that it's my finger and this is what we're talking about. Like, I think he gets it. He understands why people are saying this kind of stuff about him. But then I wonder if it's just worth him, like, why don't you just play through it and just start swinging, you know?
I can't speak of, because I don't know. I mean, it could be the sharpest pain out there. You know what I mean? It could be like a super sharp pain that we just don't like. Dude, he's doing dry swings. He hasn't even picked up a bat yet.
Right.
It's weird.
It's weird.
It's. I've never heard of anything like this before. Like, especially when it's an injury. Like, hang on, how'd that happen? And then, like, you know, there were all these reports that it was getting better, and now it wasn't getting better, and it still doesn't seem to be getting any better at all. To the point where they're just like, get out of here, just go down to Florida. You know, call us when your hand works.
Yeah,
it's a really strange situation.
Who do you want to see them trade for? By the way, I know you go get a bat. Mike Trout's name is on the text line. Top of line.
Yeah, okay, then that's my answer. Mike Trout. That's who I want.
He's kind of boring, but he's a good baseball player.
Hey, go get Mike Trout. Listen, I just would love it if those three things happened. If this team continued to play at that level, like the level that they've been playing, and Chad Tracy keeps them buying in, and then Craig Breslow gets one big bat, all righty, and then you end up having some of these guys return. Like Trevor Story would be great to have him back. You know, then I'd put this team up against almost anybody in the American League.
Well, it totally changes the mood of the summer, because we've had the World Cup get us through. Thanks to the Tartan Army, they got us this far.
Yeah.
Patriots camp starts soon, but
yep.
You don't really start, I mean, until September, that kicks in. If you can get Red Sox pennant race for the next month and a half,
yes.
It's just huge for the region.
This team deserves your attention now.
Yeah.
And I didn't say that until they won that White Sox series. That's when you're like, I don't know how you can't take this team seriously now. And you should be, and you should look at Chad Tracy and watch what he's doing and realize that you may be looking at your next manager, your next full-time manager. Because if he continues this, what he has done, where he completely got thrown into the fire and is able to keep these guys believing and not turning against each other and not completely checking out when they had every excuse to, that is what a good manager does. And I like the fact that you could have this dude who seems like a good guy by all stretches of the imagination, and that you're not going to have to go searching around. And you've got a guy that's familiar with the young players and seems to connect with them. You're already ahead of the eight ball. Was that what's called? Ahead of the eight ball. You're already like in front of things just by keeping him around if things end up working out. And I believe that if they make the playoffs, that's almost a miracle. It's a miracle seeing the way that they started when Alex Cora was fired.
Kind of statistically is. I mean, I don't think... there was a point where it was like no team has ever come out of this to make the postseason, I think. Now, things are different. A lot of teams make the playoffs, so a lot of the baseball history is skewed. But do you think anybody could motivate the owners or Breslow? Like, could Wilson Contreras go into Breslow's office and say, we need help? Because I don't think Tracy gives you that, unfortunately.
No.
I mean, not that Cora really got action done in the last two trade deadlines either. But you don't have a guy there that's going to be able to go in with a hammer.
No one's got that power. No one's got that
it's
power.
It's just on Brez to get it done.
It's on Craig Breslow, and I love the fact that, I like to think that he's fighting for his job. Because what you do is you make desperate moves, and you should make a desperate move. You should get a bat. You should absolutely do it.
Even not desperate, but just uncomfortable. Somewhere, you know.
Put you, as I
stretch.
Said, put them clankers on the table, man. Go all in. Chips all in. Nuts all flopping. Let's go.
Right.
Let's get this thing rolling. Because I'm telling you, this team has earned it. Those guys, Wilson Contreras and the rest of those guys, have earned Craig Breslow going out there and getting them some help.
Put the kilts on and let it flop.
Put the kilts on. Let's let them flop. All right.
Oink! Oink!
Thank you.
Oink, what was that? 617-779.
That was a pig. That's crochet. He's hurt.
Oh, okay. 7937. We'll take your calls right after this. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson here in the Ketch's Law Injury Attorney Studio. No fee unless you win. There's a guy who is on the text machine, just very insistent that this team can get Mike Trout. And I don't know. I mean, that sounds awesome, great, sure, but I don't see how that possibly could happen. But
I think the Angels. There are a few sellers. Obviously, the Angels are one. The Royals are another. Kansas City's name has been brought up. Starling Marte is an outfielder there you could possibly add. They just picked up Jamai Jones today. I don't know, for a player to be named later, that's just kind of a shot at, you know, take a shot at a guy. That's the problem. There are like three sellers right now.
Yeah.
But Trout, yeah. It's a gamble for this ownership group to take on that kind of money.
I just don't see it happening. I mean, the whole philosophy they've had since Dombrowski's been gone, there's no way they would do that. And maybe that's the problem. I understand what this, you know, texter is saying. And listen, it would be great if this ownership was able to invest in a guy like that, but they're not going to.
By the way, Mike Trout also has a no trade clause and has brought that up recently, according to an article I see now. So he would have to approve it, obviously, you know, and say he wants to go.
I don't know why you would approve to come to this team.
Like, it'll be in a pennant race for him. Like he's. But like, unlike LeBron, really, who maybe is not chasing a ring, you could argue whether he is or not. Mike Trout probably should be chasing a ring at this point in his career.
Yeah, you would think so. But I also don't think he looks at the Red Sox and goes, well, that's a place I can win. I mean, you know, they were just the worst. They were almost like a month ago, one of the worst teams in baseball. And now they've moved up and they've done very, very well. They're only a half game out of the playoffs, but they're still a half game out of the playoffs. I don't see this being a destination for Mike Trout that he would change his no trade clause for.
He's hitting .237. He does have 18 homers though, 7 steals, which is his highest total since 2019. 39 driven in. I guess somebody from Philly asked him about becoming a Philly, and Trout said, "I didn't think I was going to hear this question. I enjoy coming to Philly, but I'm an Angel. I got a no trade clause, so it's ultimately my decision."
I am fascinated by Mike Trout, even outside of just his gameplay, is that he's a dude that for the last 10 years could have been the face of baseball and just doesn't care about any of that. Doesn't want to do any kind of like real endorsements. He didn't want to be like Peyton Manning doing commercials for potato chips and things like that. Like he just is a very kind of, for being as good and dominant as he's been.
12-time All-Star.
Yeah, he's been very quiet. I believe I read an article where he actively has chosen to not do all those endorsements that everybody else does.
Right.
I think they tried with Bryce Harper for a while, but Bryce isn't as likable as, like, you know, a guy like Mike Trout. Yeah, it's very strange. He's a strange guy, and he literally
likes to watch the Weather Channel, which I kind of sneaky do too. But you know that when that's like one thing people know about you,
you like to watch the Weather Channel.
Sometimes I do in the summer.
What the hell is going on?
You just have that smooth jazz, right?
Yeah, when you wake up in the morning, you put it on. It's kind of soothing. You know, you get that. You just see the country and like.
I didn't even think it existed anymore.
Yeah, of course it does.
Sure,
it's in Atlanta. That's your hometown. How could you not like the Weather Channel?
You love watching death and destruction from tornadoes everywhere.
I'll tell you what. This time of year, though, the islands are like 20 degrees cooler. God, it would be awesome to have
a hurricane hit it.
Well, no, or a vineyard place right now because it is steaming in the city. But you got the luxury of just hopping over there whenever you want.
But that's the only time that I watch the Weather Channel is when there's a tornado coming. Like literally, it's the only when there's like wrath of God stuff in the air.
And there is. You got to be in the know on this stuff. Upper Maine, I saw this morning, has tornado warnings. You know, possible.
If you're in
the crown of Maine, watch out.
My heart goes out.
You see how hazy it's been today.
Yeah,
I guess
it's
that's
also
from
hazy.
The Canadian wildfires.
Yeah, going on.
So like, kind of crazy.
I remember the last time that happened, you could smell it in Boston. Like, you could actually smell the smoke when it's from Canada. All right, we got some take grenades, baby. Shall we unload them suckers? Let's go.
Incoming!
Oh, yes. All show you've been leaving us tape grenades over there on the Odyssey app by pressing that microphone. And these are brought to you by Milligan & Higgins, OUI and criminal defense attorneys. Go to milliganandhiggins.com for a free consultation. All right, what do you say? Let's pull. Boom.
I feel like I got one of these every week, at least. Rich, I love you, buddy. But your take on the Super Bowl against Atlanta is wild. It's not just the greatest. It's the greatest football game of all time. Especially if you're a Patriots fan. It's not even close.
Somebody said that it was the greatest sporting event of all time. And to that I say, maybe, for me, it was stressful. I didn't enjoy that final fourth quarter. It was I couldn't believe it when they won. It was like it took me a week to figure out that, oh my God, they actually pulled off what they pulled off. I watched the replay when it came on the NFL Network. I didn't watch the entire thing. I just watched the fourth quarter. And the whole time I'm watching it, I still think they're going to lose.
Yeah.
It's like that movie Free Solo where the guy's like hanging off the thing. I know he's going to live, but I keep thinking he's going to die. And that to me is not enjoyable. Malcolm Butler intercepting at the goal line to me was everything.
Well, we did the poll question and it is close per the, I mean, so you can't say it's not close. It is close.
Yeah.
It's 44% comeback win, 33% Seattle 2014, and 2001 Rams is 23%.
I just think that that whole scene when you had Marshawn Lynch walking off the field and just walking right past Pete Carroll and smiling was one of the all-time greatest smoke a cigar afterward. Oh,
the Red Hour Mexican.
It was like just the best. You ruined that team.
Poor Arthur Blank.
I know. It was great. Oh, well, I mean, that was Arthur Blank.
In Atlanta.
Arthur Blank looks like the dude that ties people to the train track in those old-timey movies. All right.
But that's why those three are all so special. You ruined a lot of good people, you know?
You did.
From like, Mike Martz to the Russell Wilson.
That was so much fun being a Patriots fan during the Brady era, is they would ruin teams.
Yeah.
They would just implode Wolf after he would destroy them.
Like, all these people were crushed.
Yeah. I mean, like the Colts and the whole Ryan Grigson thing, and like it was so great when. And that was the other great thing about the Malcolm Butler Super Bowl. That was Deflategate.
Yeah,
like
right.
that was like an ultimate middle finger. You didn't think we could win this? Oh yeah, we got you. And they won the whole thing. And then, of course, you know, Robert Kraft goes out. Bless we make a shirt out of it. All right, we got a break. We'll come back with some
grenades.
More take grenades.
Oh, okay.
No, we got more take grenades.
All right.
We got them loaded up, baby.
Once they start firing, I didn't know we could take a break.
No.
I thought they just keep going.
We got to put them back in the canister for a second. We'll launch them sons of bitches when we get back. All right. We'll be back in just a moment. The Smack. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson, and you can call us at 617-779-7937. This is the... We were talking about how Noah Kahan sold out four nights at Fenway, and I was just like, I don't know many bands that could do that. And somebody, I really, like, a handful of texts saying, Godsmack can do it. I'm like, I don't, Godsmack's a very, they're good guys and a good band. They're not doing that.
Saw him at the Rat in 1997, I told you that.
Ah,
one of my sick brags.
There you go.
Where's the Rat?
No longer.
It's like over, it used to be by Kenmore Square. It's not there anymore. There's like a... It used to be the Lower Depths, right? Didn't they turn into that?
I think it's kind of where the Oyster Bar was. I don't know what it is now.
It's right near where a Select Oyster Bar used to be and kind of in that area. But it was gone by the time I got here. But I know it's legendary. Absolutely legendary. By the way, real quick before we get back to the take grenades, apparently Kayshawn Booty has unfollowed the Patriots on all social media.
Oh, that
I saw that. Now, I don't know if he was always following them to begin with, but... Interesting. I put a lot of stock in that stuff.
Yeah, according to reports. But then again, I think we kind of saw that this is something that could end up happening with Kayshawn Booty.
What was more surprising was that he came to minicamp and had like a good attitude, and it seemed like there was a path to keeping him around as just like an emergency guy.
Yeah.
But that, now that we're getting close to training camp, maybe he's thinking differently.
Yep,
he's just like,
I think reality might have set in. All right, let's launch them take grenades again. Yeah, let's go.
All right. Stand alone.
Who was that?
And Godsmack ain't even selling out my local bowling alley.
No, that's not nice. That is not nice. No, Godsmack is, as I said, they're good guys. They're from around here. I think they're good dudes.
They're just not Noah Kahan right now.
They're not Noah Kahan. No, not many people are Noah Kahan. That's insane. Four nights at Fenway. That really is, especially for a dude, as I said, you know, 5 years ago was playing in Watertown at bars. Good for him, man. Good story.
Hey, I'll take a Godsmack career any day.
Oh, no doubt.
They're all right.
They lived the dream. Like, they did. They lived the rock star life. They did the Ozfest. They toured some of the biggest bands in the world. They've headlined in some great venues. Yeah. Hell yeah. Way to go, Sully Ernie. I got no problem with those guys. None at all. All right, let's go to the next one.
The Seaport Immersive Dome Experience. You think they'd go with something a little more catchy, like the Sphereport.
Yeah.
All right, Ken, let me know where to send it. I'll send you my resume. Looking forward to being on the marketing team.
That is true. Like the Seaport, apparently there's going to be a smaller sphere type thing. Like it's not anywhere near the size. But the concerts, I mean, I think you're just, if you've been to the Sphere, you're probably going to go in there and go like, eh.
Now, Bill Chisholm was at the Vegas Summer League yesterday. None of the main players were there, but he was there. Do you and he wants his own arena. Do you think he would consider Seaport, and will he, like, get his hands in all kind of, with the private equity group, all kind of new entertainment venues, just like Dolan? They all want to do this type of stuff.
Right? I thought it was all set that if they were to build a place, it would be near the casino, right?
Yeah, that could be there.
Because I know that, like, what's the deal? What's the status with the soccer stadium that the Craftsman wanted to build there?
I thought that did get the go-ahead, finally, I think.
I mean, then great. Then, you know what? Open up a soccer stadium, knock down the rest of that John Wick shoot 'em up set that's behind that.
Yeah.
Like, from what I've heard, that whole area right next to the casino in Everett, like 90% of it isn't even working right now.
Yeah, but it's like marshland and all type of... I think it would need a lot of, like, upkeep or up, you know, bringing it up to code. Yeah.
Sure.
Get the Chisholm Group to pay for that.
Bill's broke. You got no money. You had to go to Sixth Street to get the money for the Celtics.
You know what's awesome? When that casino first opened, I took one of the boats from downtown.
Oh, yeah, the ferry.
Yeah, the little ferry, mm-hmm. which, by the way, is kind of a cool free thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's a great boat ride. And, like, if you do it kind of near Sunset, it's amazing because you go right down the Charles, and it's beautiful. Not the Charles. You're right down the waterway there.
Up the Mystic.
And you're going down there, and it's, like, beautiful. And then all of a sudden, it honestly looks like a place where a drug deal has gone bad in a Fast and the Furious movie. and you're like, what is this horrible, like, post-apocalyptic world we're in? And then you turn the corner, and you could smell the flowers for the Encore. Like, it really... And there was one time we broadcast from there, and they let us stay at the Encore, and the hotel's really nice. But you open up your window, and it's looking out over like the set of the Terminator.
Yeah.
It really is just trash. Right over
Fix
there.
That up, make it a little Vegas. I mean, have the little Sphere there. You have they need some sort of a boxing / MMA venue of sorts where you can have fights and things like that nearby.
By the way, speaking of boxing and MMA. There's a video that came out of Joel Mazzulla, who's training with another MMA guy. I guess that Ariel, the guy who reports. I forgot how to pronounce it.
Helwani.
Yeah, Helwani. I'll say one thing about Joel Mazzulla. Dude is jacked.
Yeah, well, you knew that. I wouldn't mess with him.
I did know that.
Toughest coach in the NBA. Could kick our coach. Could beat up any other coach in the league. I think so.
Yeah. Like, I thought it was kind of nerdy at first. And look at me. I'm this MMA guy. But then I saw him with his shirt off. I'm like, my man is jacked. So there you go.
I think he probably has cred among most players. I mean, even Giannis talked about wanting to play for him. So I do think that's somewhat of an edge if you ever get back into the free agent. Because there was a time when Gordon Hayward came here. It was like nobody wants to come to Boston to play. You can't get players to come here.
Sure.
I don't think Mazzulla's changed that narrative necessarily.
You think it's his rock-hard abs that's getting people to come here?
I don't think it's not a negative. I mean, I'll give him a little credit. Like, people do like him.
Sure.
Players respect him.
Like, he goes into the room with the agent, and there's like, how can we close this deal? And he just pulls it up and shows that 12-pack. How about these, baby?
Probably knows Conor McGregor and knows guys in the fight business, you know?
That Conor McGregor thing was sad.
That was sad. And Stiz has, like, a great outdoor, like, fire pit. He was all jacked up to watch the match. And
well, that's on you.
60 seconds?
That's on you, because you knew that was going to be a good fight,
I mean,
right?
Listen, no, you can't count Conor out completely. He's always has a puncher's chance, right? But yes, that was the most Conor McGregor thing to happen.
Right,
90%
right.
of the money was bet on him. It's unbelievable.
Have you seen the video that came out? And it's pretty great. I guess it was Mel Gibson whispering to Vince Vaughn, his leg is destroyed. His knee is destroyed.
Yeah, I don't believe that. But,
really?
But there are, no, I don't think that's what Mel said. But there are some videos of Conor in the locker room where he's looks like he's hobbling on his leg. I think it's could very well be true. He went into that fight injured.
Yeah. Vegas and the bookies, I mean, they had themselves a day after that fight. All right, let's go to the next one.
I've been thinking, my favorite sci-fi movie is probably Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan. You know. The Wrath of Khan.
I like it.
Khan!
Yeah. I once again, I don't know how to pronounce that guy's name. All I know is that he sold out 4 days.
Wrath of Khan is a great, probably the best Star Trek movie, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, there's not even a question. All I know is that, like, I saw it, like, way later after it came out, but when that thing went in that dude's ear, that freaked me the F
awesome.
Out.
Awesome. It's like Alien, the thing in the guy's stomach. It's Ricardo Montalban.
Fine Corinthian leather.
Google says it is Khan, Noah Khan.
Okay, good. All right, well, I'll pronounce it correctly.
That guy's got the best pecs in the business, by the way.
Who, Noah Khan?
No, Ricardo Montalban.
Okay.
Yeah. Ian Mazzulla.
We're talking a lot about the male body here. I like this. All right, let's go to the next one, shall we?
Shine. It is 4:30 p.m. Spain 2, France 0. You fat loser.
Wow, that got a little harsh.
Listen, I couldn't be happier. I've got a weird thing about Mbappe, and there's no real rational reason I can't give you one, but something just, I think it was the way he was treating some of the players on the other team last game I saw, and he just, in best match. And I was just like, I don't know, he seems a little cocky. He was like laughing at him.
But you
went
to see Les Mis. I thought you were like all French
No.
Support.
Yeah, but they fight each other. It's like, okay. You can never root for France.
Yeah, but I did hear Scheim talking up the French team this morning. So curse of Scheim.
Well, good for Spain. Spain ended up winning it 2-0. Now, here's the whole thing with who's left. I was 100% in on Norway. And now that Norway's out, I rooted against France. Good, that happened. Fantastic Spain. And I can't root for England because I respect the Scottish too much when they were here.
Right.
So... now is it, do you go for Messi or do you go for the Spain team?
Spain. I think no-name Spain.
Yeah.
Because Argentina just seems like the fix is in for them. They have too much corruption potentially going on with FIFA.
Yeah, and there Spain were some weird calls. Yeah. They had that guy that they called for flopping when the Argentina played this past weekend. They kicked him out, which everybody flops. That's the only thing about these matches that have driven me crazy. Anytime anyone gets touched, it's like they got a sniper shot him from the top.
Like Embiid.
Like Embiid, yes, absolutely. I mean, it's SGA levels of flopping out here. All right, give me another one, baby.
Big Will in the limelight, rhyme tight. We gonna have some fun tonight. That should be Wilson Contreras' walk up, Big Willie style, aka Will Smith. Let's go. Let them hate us. Let's go.
He is a good villain.
I love Contreras. I love it.
He's
you got to get.
He's on the red carpet right now.
Yep. Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
You're looking smooth.
Little gray sport coat, white, classy white undershirt.
He's the face of the organization now, whether you like it or not. He is your face. And after you saw how he did last night, it was impressive. Impressive as hell. And by the way, somebody is saying the Bowser bat, it's not because he looks like Bowser, it's because he looks like Bowser Jr. And that I can accept a little bit more. I can accept that a little bit more, except he's not flying around in that clown car. Then he'd really be Bowser Jr. I play way. You know what's so weird is that there's all these high tech video games, like, you know, all the Grand Theft Auto and Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I prefer straight up Nintendo games better than anything. Yeah. Like Mario Kart.
Classic.
Blowing the cartridge.
Well, the old school ones are good too, but I'm talking about just the new Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah, on the Switch too. Yeah. The Mario Kart is crazy.
I got the Wii.
You got the Wii. Wii's got some good games, but I'm telling you, there's really nothing better than the Mario games. You know, years ago, I remember liking a Zelda game that I played.
Yeah, the Zelda games on the Switches are crazy.
It's weird. It's like, I'm not into the ones that look like real life. I like big, dumb turtles. Big, dumb turtles shooting, bananas at cars. That seems to be my speed. All right, let's go to the next one, shall we?
Rich, you've been driving me crazy talking about this all week.
Me too.
It was not Brady going up to Belichick being, did we just win the Super Bowl after the game? It was Belichick going up to Jules to celebrate that they won, and it was Edelman walk around saying, it's not over yet. Just a little fact check for you.
I could have sworn Belichick went up to go hug Brady, and Brady was like, wait, and Belichick had to go, no, it's over, we got it. Because remember, you had to wait for that after James White.
Right.
It wasn't immediate. It was like, hang on, is he in?
I'm the wrong guy to ask. It took me a year to watch it. My daughter was born that night, and I didn't see it live.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yes.
My son was born the night that they lost the perfect season. And they were saying you shave his head, and it's got the score on it.
Awesome.
He was the coming of bad things. All right, let's go is that it? We got it? All right, hell yes.
That was a
good
day.
You go. Not bad. Not bad, everyone. I'm very proud of you. You can give us a call. We'll sweep the leg next. 617-779-7937. Your chance to get on with us before we wrap things up. And you got an all-star game coming, baby. All-star game, Wilson Contreras. And why Sonny Gray isn't there, I have no idea.
It is.
It's conspiracy, baby. Conspiracy. All right, we'll take your calls next. Oh, yes. Every woman between the ages of 35 and 50 right now is feeling it. They love Snoop. Oh, look at him at the Olympics. He's so different. He's so different than the people he's interviewing. I can't understand your hip-hop ways.
You weren't into The Chronic when it came out?
so the Chronic was everywhere, and like every party you went to, and like
it was like part of the fabric of society.
It was like, everywhere, and that's a great era in rap. It is. I mean, you know, whether it's Biggie, Tupac, Dr. Dre, Snoop, you know, that whole, and then of course Eminem and 50 Cent, like that was a great era in rap music because it was just so omnipresent. It was everywhere. And I also think that, you know, Dr. Dre is one of the great, I guess I'd say producers, but
he's a producer.
He's a great producer. The guy writes great beats. And I think that, you know, all the stuff that, you know, but then you go back and you listen to a lot of it, it's essentially just playing P-Funk and, you know, Parliament Funkadelic and then rapping over it. But I thought that was a great era in rap. And to be quite honest, that's kind of where my whole knowledge of that genre ends. Because I think once you got into the Drake and everybody else, I kind of took it right. I don't like mumble rap. I've never been a fan of mumble rap.
You like rock rap. Rap rock.
Well, I mean, listen, I do love the Biscuit, baby. You know what's great about Limp Bizkit? By the way, it is Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson, 93.7 WEEI, 617-779-7937, and we are in the Ketch's Law Injury Attorney Studio. No fee unless you win. Obviously, Limp Bizkit is just, you know, not a good, not like the lyrics are awful and whatever.
Keith loves them. I mean, I'm not going to knock it if you love them.
The only thing I'm going to say is that I've always, always thought that Break Stuff is a great song. It's a perfect song to see live. And now they've gone viral because every place they play, I think they play Break Stuff twice every show now. They open with it and then they end with it.
That's weird.
Which is weird.
Yeah, that seems
but
weird.
It just works because now there's all these videos that are viral of like entirely, like they'll play in like Spain and the entire floor will go crazy because to be quite honest, they wrote the perfect song for a mosh pit. And this is coming from a metal fan and a guy who's not a big Limp Bizkit fan. That song is great live. It's really a perfectly written mosh pit song. So sure. Rap rock, yay.
Do they sell at Fenway? Four nights in a row?
They're getting big, man. No, they are. Like, dude, they're like headlining festivals, like massive festivals.
All right.
In the past year, I saw an interview with Wes Borland, the guitarist, and he said, we're bigger than we've ever been, and I can't believe it more than anybody. Like, he said, I can't believe we're this big. And it's honestly because they went viral. They went viral. All these videos of them jumping around and ripping places apart when Break Stuff comes on. It's true. They're bigger than they've ever been. And that is my hot take on Limp Bizkit.
Very hot take. And you had a breaking news, potential breaking news that maybe we can't report yet on the Patriots.
So this isn't breaking news, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on. It looks like Kayshon Booty has unfollowed the Patriots on all social media, but there is something that is on his Instagram. And it's just black with two little eye emojis at the bottom.
Oh, he's out of here.
So something's going on. Kayshon Booty might not be here. And it does stink, but you could kind of see the writing on the wall. Because how cool of a luxury would it have been to be able to have A.J. Brown and Kayshon Booty still be here?
Right.
It would have been nice. But
yeah, especially if somebody gets injured, then it's like, oh, we got Booty. But
yeah.
I don't think that's fair. They probably don't want to do that to him. It would be a distraction for a month of camp and... You're doing him a favor by getting him to some team where he has a chance to make the squad.
That's true.
Go get Diggs.
That's true. Diggs is still on
Diggs
science.
What's up with Diggs and like the guy who is accusing him of sexual harassment?
But yeah,
it's like,
he settled that case, so he paid that kid money. But that kid's kind of weird, and he's been claiming some stuff for a little while.
But I think he showed up with like hundreds of texts,
yeah,
right?
He had some receipts.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I mean... Listen, nothing's as interesting as the woman who tried to sue him.
He did better than Mila Adams.
Who was literally like the worst defendant that you could have in any... I even think that... Didn't the lawyer come out and say, is my defendant the best witness on the stand?
No,
she's not. But listen, you know...
Is Christian Arcand the best night host in America?
Bet your ass.
Yes, sure he is. Yes,
what
sure
is
I am.
Up, Christian?
Not too much.
Big Limp Bizkit fan, right?
Sure, yeah. In the era that was appropriate to be a big Limp Bizkit fan, I wouldn't say I still am.
Do you believe they're bigger than they've ever been right now, currently, and could sell out Fenway four nights in a row?
Definitely not.
Okay.
No, I didn't say they'd sell out
Fenway. I thought you were making the case.
No, but they are headlining festivals, like big ones. Like massive festivals, which is kind of, it's unbelievable.
He looks so different that it's like it's not Limp Bizkit. You know what I mean? Like, I know that sounds mean to say, but like Fred Durst's look was a big part of who that band was, and he just looks so different that I feel like I'm not watching or like even listening to Limp Bizkit.
He directed a movie that is so bad. I only saw part of it because somebody like dared me to watch it. It's It stars John Travolta, and John Travolta has this Mark Davis haircut, and it's about like a fan who's gone crazy. Oh, I don't even know what it's called. It's not called The Fan, because that was the movie with De Niro and Wesley Snipes.
Great movie, I
it's
think.
It's called The Fanatic.
Yeah, it's one of the worst movies of all time.
The Fanatic.
The Fanatic.
No, 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 yeah, yeah, that's what it's called, right? Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is watch the trailer, and you're like, oh, yeah.
It's a 4.2 on IMDb.
I thought it was gonna be good, because Fred Durst seems like kind of like an, you know, an artist type, like, you know.
Yeah, Nookie was really artistic, I thought.
Well, now he does. Like, back
keep
then,
on
he was
rolling,
a
baby. Oh, right on.
Rob Zombie got a couple good movies.
I think his movies suck.
Yeah, you didn't like House of a Thousand Corpses?
Well, that one was okay.
That one was
great. I thought
Halloween's
that The Devil's Reject sucked.
Me too.
I thought that was awful. I also thought that the Halloween remakes were awful. And I like Rob Zombie. I do. I like his music.
And the Munsters movie he made was literally the worst piece of trash I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't even sit and watch that. No. Not a big fan.
It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, not a big fan. By the way, this break where we're talking about Rob Zombie movies, brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Christian, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
I'm going to be talking about how wrong you were about the home run derby and also Jeff Passan. I think I'm going to open like the show with that.
Good.
And we will talk about that. I thought that was excellent. I'm a big home run derby guy. Child of the steroid era. I don't know how you can't be. I don't know. Passan, I'm surprised by. You know, like,
well, it's personal with ESPN losing
I
the race.
Guess it's right. Sure. But like, you know, you're the baseball guy. You're the main baseball guy. I thought that was a brutal take from him. I didn't get to a lot of the Red Sox midseason stuff I wanted to get to last night, so we'll have a lot of that. Sammy James from Play Test, he's going to join me at 7:30, and we'll have all the normal bells and whistles. No normal Dong report tonight. We're going to have it like Dongapalooza. It's a Dong extravaganza tonight.
Oh, I love it.
For the midseason and also reacting to the Derby, so a lot of Dong stuff in the 9 o'clock hour.
Derby, I will admit, was a little bit better than I thought it was going to be. It's still an hour too long. That went so effing long.
I could have watched another hour of that.
Yeah, it was good.
Walker's the coolest dude, man. He was awesome. That was awesome.
Well, Walker's great because you rooted for him because you found out that he was only making like $700,000. But I mean, in baseball money, and if he would have won it, he won $1 million last night. So he made more money from the home run derby than he did playing baseball. I like that story. That's
and
a good
story. And he upset a lot of people from Philadelphia, which I also enjoy. So that was great.
As I said, they booed the kids in the outfield when they would miss the pop-up.
On brand.
Have every home run derby in Philly. I would even say, you know what? If it meant not having one ever at Fenway, fine. It's 10 times funnier in Philly.
Give Philly something. And Jaylen Brown.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Can I still not watch the game in here, by the way?
Correct. We're working on it.
I just want to watch the game! All right, everybody, have yourself an excellent evening. Make sure you listen to Limp Bizkit. Watch some Rob Zombie movies. Actually, you should watch Stiz. And I didn't realize Stiz was in a horror movie.
Several, aren't you?
Black Friday? Dude, more than one?
Oh, yeah.
You are an onion, my man, just peeling. Gotta get to the center.
I didn't know that.
All right, everybody, have yourself an amazing evening. Thank you so much for listening to us. We love you. Goodbye.